You're listening to the Advent edition of the Sunday, Sunday, Sunday podcast brought to you by LifeTeen.com, a reflection on the upcoming Sunday Catholic Mass readings. And now your host, the Bible Geek, Mark Hart.
Well, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Solemnity, Blessed Epiphany. We've had Holy Day after Holy Day, and as we proceed into this new year, we're going to focus now on a solemnity called the Baptism of the Lord. So, let's take a look. Our first reading comes from Isaiah chapter 40, verses 1 through 5, and verses 9 through 11. Our psalm response from Psalm 104, verses 1 through 4, and then verses 24 to 30. Our second reading from Titus, rolling it out with Titus, chapter 2, verses 11 to 14, and then chapter 3, verses 4 through 7. And our gospel, back to St. Luke. We're going to be with St. Luke for over 40 of the 52 weeks in this cycle, St. Luke chapter 3, verses 15 and 16, and then verses 21 and 22. If I asked you to list the most important dates in your life, and I don't mean dates that you go on or dates that you went on, good or bad or nightmarish, as I had several, if I asked you to name the actual chronological calendar dates, the most important dates in your life, most likely, you know, you might say your birthday. For those of you that are married, hopefully you'll say your wedding anniversary. Other accomplishments, whether it's confirmation or graduation, and those are not the same thing, especially for any cradle Catholics out there. Let's remember that. Any other dates that come to mind, it might even be the date, you know, your favorite team won something, or, you know, the date, who knows, you know, maybe someone you love, you know, came home from war, or who knows what it is. But if I was to ask you to name your most important dates, would baptism be one of those dates? And if even if it was, could you say the date, the month, and the day, and the year that you were baptized? Many of us might say baptism is one of those most important dates in our life, but I'd say very few of those people could actually name the month and the day. In fact, I've asked just for fun the last couple of days, I've asked a lot of people, do you know the day you were baptized? And most people did not know. Now, I don't bring this up because we should feel terrible. I bring this up because I think oftentimes we understand that baptism is important, but we don't always understand why baptism is so important. Or we can explain why it's important in the grand scheme of things, but we don't necessarily look at our own baptism as a life-changing, soul-changing, you know, heaven-opening event that it really is. And even as a father, I'm trying to get this across to my own kids, that baptism is so important, you know, that we don't just have that little dish of holy water there, or that font of holy water at the back of the church just to give us something to do when we walk in. Now, baptism accomplishes something great. Baptism accomplishes what circumcision back in the Old Testament could only signify. Baptism brings you in to the family. Baptism unites you with Christ. Baptism is what gives us the right to call God our Father as we are united with Jesus. That's what we know from Romans. That's what we know from the Catechism. That's what we know, that baptism is how we participate in the grace of Christ. And this is more than just a feast that recounts Jesus going into the Jordan. This is a feast in which we should celebrate the fact that God invites us into this relationship. Rather than starting with the first reading this week, I want to suggest that you start with the gospel and work backwards. That you start in the gospel of St. Luke, then work to the second reading, then to the first reading. And there's a reason for that. That we all know this story, but see, St. Luke's interpretation and his retelling of the gospel is slightly different than St. Matthew's. It's shorter, it's more condensed, and in St. Luke's, you're going to hear more of a focus on the Holy Spirit than you are necessarily John the Baptist in the Jordan. And in this moment, and you can understand this because when you read St. Luke, you also have to read St. Luke remembering that he also wrote Acts of the Apostles. That in St. Luke, when he talks about the Annunciation, the Visitation with Mary, you hear about the Holy Spirit. In the Acts of the Apostles, we start off with Pentecost and the Holy Spirit. So as this is happening, you have to understand when St. Luke puts this emphasis on the Holy Spirit, that he's tying all these episodes together, what's already happened and what's going to happen. And as this happens, and it's really interesting to note, too, that he mentions that while this happens, that Jesus is praying. Okay, when you read the whole scene in the Gospel of St. Luke, that Jesus is praying as he gets baptized. And St. Luke does this frequently at really significant, important moments of Christ's life. He has Jesus praying when it happens. That's a great signal to us. But as this happens, we have this visualization. We have this picture of the Trinity. We have God the Father and Jesus the Son and the Holy Spirit, and they're there united. And we see and we're reminded that when we're baptized, we're not just baptized in the name of Christ. We're baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We're baptized into the Trinity, into a family, the perfect family. We're not just baptized into, you know, into God, but the God that is three persons. Okay, so this is very important in this perfect love and this perfect Trinity. And if we understand that, that we're brought into this, that it's not that something we earn, this is not something that we deserve. This is unmerited. It's a free gift. That's what grace is. It's a free gift. And we have to understand that God has given us this incredible gift because of his mercy, that he's bringing us into the family. He's offering this opportunity for us to become part of his family as an adopted son or daughter in a whole new way. We're not just having our sins washed away. We're being recreated, my brothers and my sisters. And it's important and it's essential that we understand that. That's why it's great to start in the gospel, because if we understand that, then when we read the second reading from Titus, now it's going to make sense. Because right out of the gate, it says, for the grace of God has appeared, saving us, training us to reject godless ways. Okay, the grace of God. God gives us his grace as his privilege, this invitation, this opportunity. Okay, and because of that, all right, when the kindness and the love of God, our Savior, appeared, not because of anything we did, but because of his mercy, he saves us through the bath of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit. So again, it's not just about water washing off the dirt. This is about you are being recreated and reborn. Our baptism day is even more important than our birthday, my brothers and my sisters. That is why that day is so important, because now we're new. Now we are new. Now we're not just a creation. Now we are son and we are daughter to God. And that is something we should be rejoicing about. This is the sacrament, and we got to celebrate it. I hope you have a blessed week, and I hope you have a blessed new year.
This podcast is brought to you by your friends at lifeteen.com.